Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 63rd Psalm we read, "My soul will be satisfied as with the richness of food. With singing lips my mouth will praise you." Gracious God, we find our satisfaction in you who continuously provides all the wherewithals of life, food for our body and friends for our fellowship, love for our hearts, and sharing of your spiritual presence with those we love. Words cannot even express how grateful we are that you are in our lives, for it makes them complete. Be with us this weekend in all that we say and do. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, sir. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 10th, Senator from Jefferson. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 45th day, Wednesday, March 28th, 2012. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and on your right, we have some folks from Valley Park, which is in the 15th District in St. Louis County. And I'm going to do my best on these names. Evan Peterson, Mary Peterson, Thien Ho, Guang Li, Quing Tan, Zung Tan, Haiping Zhao. They are guests joining us. And then I have some pages I'd like to be made pages for the day. Marissa Miller, Ariel Peterson, Tracy Ling, Emily Ho, and Jillian Peterson. Would ask that this entire chamber make them feel welcome as they join us today from St. Louis County.
Let's welcome all these special guests of the Senator from the 15th to the Missouri Senate. Please rise. Please rise. Thank you. Further introductions. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have some very special friends who've come up today to visit. Karen Hutchison is up here with her grandson, Brendan. They are on my right and your left. Brendan is a Youth Art Month winner from a contest sponsored by the Missouri Art Education Association. His work is on display in the rotunda. He's a fourth grader at Hawthorne Elementary in St. Charles, and I would ask that Brendan be made a page for the day to serve without compensation.
The young man will be made for a page for the day and should come down to the center in front of the desk, the dais, and let's welcome these guests of the Senator from 23rd. Further introductions, Introduction. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolution. Senator from 15th.
I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir. Send the resolution forward by the young page. Bill? Senator?
No explanation, Mr. President. Just would ask it to be printed in the journal.
I call both concurrent resolutions. Yeah. Well, Senator from 23rd, I had called both resolutions and concurrent resolutions. Perhaps I did it too rapidly. We are now on the order of concurrent resolutions, and this is a resolution. Senator, I need your help in unwinding me.
Mr. President, without objection, we go back to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions. And now the resolution of the senator from 15th is at the dais, shall be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
I ask you to recognize the senator from Howell.
Senator from Howell. We need the senator from Howell in the chamber, whom I do not see. So they're just... Senator from Howell.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Send it forward by one of the beautiful young pages. Thank you, Senator. Bring the report forward, young lady. Read the committee report. Read the committee report. Take over. Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution 48, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 40. Begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 789 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Calendar of third reading of Senate bills. Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution 48. The Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution 48 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the same be third read and passed. This together, these proposed changes to our state constitution will inject greater transparency and accountability into the redistricting process. I know we've discussed them at length. I would be happy to answer any questions. If there are none, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Green renews his motion that SJR 48 with Senate Substitute Number 2 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Joint Resolution 48, a joint resolution relating to apportionment commissions. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Christian. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the First. Senator from Cole. Senator from Christian. Senator from Atchison. Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent for introduction of special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just entering the chamber with the shirts you can barely see with everyone out there, we have St. Vincent de Paul from Cape. They have come up today, traveled all the way up to our state capital to get to see a little bit about state government and how things are going to transpire in the Senate. We're so happy that they got here today and came all the way up here to visit us in the Capitol. So with that, Mr. President, I hope that you will help me welcome the eighth graders from St. Vincent de Paul to our state capitol.
Would the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau please stand and be recognized in those beautiful green shirts, and let's welcome them to the Capitol. Thanks for coming. Senator from Newton, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent for an introduction.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have students on my right side, your left, from the Jasper County for Missouri Farm Bureau Youth Day. Bradley Maul is the president of the Jasper County Farm Bureau. The students are Teresa Tradewright, Alyssa Rockers, Grant Wolf, Blake Adams, Josie McCorkle, Ethan Hatfield, Stetson Beck, Marcus Donham, Kristen Winchester, Linda Poindexter, and the chaperones are Bradley Maul and Shane Pryor. And I would ask the body to make them feel welcome while they're watching the Missouri Senate and government in progress.
Thank you. Welcome the guests of the Senator from Newton. Thanks for coming to the Capitol. Seeing no objection, the chair would also like to recognize some special guests. Jenny Wainscott from Bates County Farm Bureau is having some students here, some FFA members, Megan Oberly from Appleton City, and Alex Jenkins on my left and your right. Would they please wave? Let's welcome them to the Capitol. Thank you. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 781, Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 781 be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 781 be third read and passed. This bill creates the Emergency Services Board in Taney County only in the event that they would pass a local tax question for that, which I don't anticipate in the near future. With that, I'd renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Lawrence renews his motion that Senate Bill number 781 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 781, an act relating to appointments to emergency services boards in certain counties. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Franklin. Senator from Buchanan, could you repeat your vote, please? Senator from Green. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 760, the junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that Senate Bill 760 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now ask that Senate Bill 760 be third read and placed upon its final passage.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? I'm
Mr.
sorry.
President. You know, ready, aim, fire. That's what we tell people, right? Ready, aim, fire. Karen Ermeling's husband went out hunting and was calling and went out with a small group of people and was calling for a friend of his. He was shot and killed at less than 30 feet because he was mistaken for game. Ready, fire, aim is what happened in that situation. And Karen Ermeling's husband did not come home that day. What we're trying to do with this legislation is, on very rare occasions, allow the Missouri Conservation Commission to have the opportunity to look at these situations where there are hunting deaths and have and give them the opportunity to where someone was so reckless in how they handled a firearm and discharged it and took the life of another that it would give the conservation the ability to suspend that person's hunting rights for up to 10 years. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak against the bill.
Proceed.
Let's be clear what we're doing here, because that's not what we're doing here. What this bill says is, it says if any injury sustained under this section results in the death of the injured party, the commission may suspend, revoke, or deny any hunting permit or privilege of the person who inflicted the injury for a period up to 10 years. It's an accident. This individual wasn't criminally prosecuted. It's an accident. There's far more people that die of accidents driving a car that we do not suspend their driver's privileges for. It's a horrible accident. No one wishes these things on anyone. This individual probably feels, and I haven't visited with him, I don't know if the sponsor of the bill has only talked to the victim's family, not the individual that did this, but probably feels just as horrible as anybody. But what purpose is involved in punishing people for accidents, particularly when they're not even criminally prosecuted in any way, shape, or form. There are no standards, no standards. There's four people on the Conservation Commission. If they feel like it or you're politically connected, you lose your license. There's no beyond a reasonable doubt. There's no evidentiary standard. There's no beyond a preponderance of the evidence. We're talking about a loss of an individual liberty. Now, I know there's a lot of people here that don't give a rip about hunting, that have never, ever hunt in their life, that have never, ever held a rifle or gone hunting. There's actually probably a lot of people in here that can't believe that rednecks like us from Southeast Missouri actually enjoy hunting, that there's actually a family bond associated with hunting. You get more training to go hunting than you do to drive a car. There is far more training associated with going hunting than driving a car. But we do not say if you're involved in an accident driving a vehicle that you're going to lose your license for 10 years. But we're going to do that to people that hunt. I would encourage the body to vote no.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from St. Charles renews his motion that Senate Bill number 760 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 760, an act relating to hunting accidents. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from Franklin. By your vote of 20 aye, 13 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, I have two groups of FFA students that's here for Farm Bureau Leadership Day. We've got a group from Waynesville, Missouri. Cassie Schultz, Tal Owen, Jessica Bailey from Crocker, Missouri, Logan Ishnell, Jordan Ripke, and Kyle Thornsberry. I'd like for the body to please make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome the guests, the Senator from Phelps. Thanks for coming. Senator from Stoddard, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and to my left, right behind the press table, I have some young people that made the trip up early this morning from my home county of Stoddard. They have with them their chaperone, Mrs. Teresa McGee from Bell City. The students are Andrew Halshoff, Casey Green, Hannah Cooper, and Talena Woodson, and they are here for a leadership day with the Farm Bureau, and they're with the Stoddard County Farm Bureau youth.
Would the guests of the Senator from Stoddard please stand and wave, and let's welcome them to the Capitol today. Thanks a lot. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Senate unanimous consent for introduction of special guests.
See no objection. Proceed.
Here on the same Leadership Youth Academy, we have some more Farm Bureau students sitting in the back gallery that we're happy to have come up today. I missed them. They were in my office, and I apologize. I had to run down here to vote, so I haven't gotten to visit with them, but I do hope that we would, my colleagues would join me in welcoming the Farm Bureau students from Southeast Missouri here to our Capitol event.
Would the guests of the Senate from Cape Girardeau please stand and be recognized, and thanks for coming for Farm Bureau Day today and FFA. Senator from Howell, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President, it's unanimous consent to again introduce some guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too have Jared Holden up for the Farm Bureau Legislative Day. His parents are with him, Bill and Janet Holden. They hail from Somersville. Jared raises beef cattle and may be interested in politics, so I'd like the body to make him feel welcome. He's over here on your left side, my right.
Would the guest of Senator from Howell please stand or wave so we know who you are? Thanks for coming to the Capitol today. Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, up here behind me on my left is, I have two groups of students, one group from Macon, one group from Carroll. They are here, FFA students with the Farm Bureau leadership. I ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Saline please stand and be recognized, and thanks for coming today. Senator from Polk, for what purpose do you rise?
Unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
See no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I have the privilege of having numerous Farm Bureau youth leadership with me today. In the upper gallery behind me, I have the County of Pope, the County of Dallas, the County of Sinclair, the County of Cedar, and the County of Pettis County here today, and I would appreciate if the body would please make them welcome.
Would all the guests of the Senator from Polk please stand and be recognized? Thanks for coming up here for Farm Bureau Youth Leadership Day, FFA Day. Senator from Cole, I'm sorry I didn't see you. For what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President, and congratulations on your vision. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
You have two groups from Farm Bureau student leadership here as well. From Miller County, we have from Iberia, Dakota Mason and Madison Gooden. From Tuscumbia, we have Sarah Abbott and Danielle Rush. From Eldon, we have Rachel Groves and Joseph Lindbach. Their chaperones are Jennifer Kempker, president of Miller County Farm Bureau, and Janice Martin. And then from Montauk County, again to my left, from Jamestown, I have Lauren Imhoff and Matt Hendrickson. From Tipton, I have Madison Knipp and Kaylee Loganville, and their advisor, Sandy Knipp, is also with them. I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Cole. Please stand, wave. Thanks for coming to the Capitol. Seeing no objection, the chair would also like to recognize some folks with the Farm Bureau Youth Leadership under the direction of Patrick Anderson and Jason Dekoff from Cass County. We have FFA members Victoria Bostic, Haley Petrica, Tyler Ayler, Michaela Hinkle, Kaylee Kurzweil, Austin Davis, Tyler Miller. Would all the guests please stand and be recognized? Thanks for coming today. Senator from Lewis, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Unanimous consent to introduce.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Didn't even let me finish. Thank you.
Proceed.
I have some very special guests also with us today from Adair County. I believe they've got six students here, and they're up here in the upper gallery, and I'd like you to make them feel welcome. I'm sure the other 12 counties will be around later, but I'd like to introduce Adair County while they're here.
Would the guests from the Senator from Lewis please stand and be recognized? Thanks for coming today. Senator from Phelps. For what purpose do you rise?
Unanimous consent to introduce very special.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
I have Ashley Wansing and Chad Miller and their teacher, Alicia Kaysen, from Fatima FFA, there for the Farm Bureau training. Thank you. Make them feel welcome.
Would the guests from the Senator from Phelps please stand and be recognized? Let's welcome them to the Capitol. Staying on that same calendar. Senate Bill 504, Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask that Senate Bill 504 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me. I ask that Senate Bill 504 be taken up for third read and put upon its final passage. The bill itself, Mr. President, is requiring that emissions and safety inspection stations have liability insurance. We're really changing a may to a shall. And if there are no questions, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the sponsor.
Senator, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding. I don't want to hold this up. You said the word emissions.
And emissions and inspection.
That's a subject that's very near and dear to the people of Franklin County. What specifically are you doing with the emissions?
Well, we know we're required in the city of St. Louis, and I believe in Kansas City, to have emissions and safety inspections.
Franklin County as well.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is that
we're becoming more and more like city folk.
Are you not? Absolutely. Well, come on and join me. Okay.
No.
All right.
No,
never mind. I just thought I'd ask. Well, where the emissions are concerned, it's not about the emissions test itself. It's about the owner operator of the facility where you have to take your vehicle. They are not required to have liability insurance, but you as a driver are required to have insurance on your vehicle, and you are also required to have these inspections. Now, I don't know if you were on the floor at the time I discussed this earlier this week, but I had a constituent who basically lost her driver's side door because the operator, in moving her vehicle in order to have it inspected, rammed it, lost control of it, and rammed it into a brick wall and tore it off. He didn't have insurance to cover the accident. She had to pay that out of hers, and then her insurance rates went up. So all I'm saying, I'm just leveling the playing field. If you have to have it and I have to have it, they have to have it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 5th. Moves that Senate Bill number 504 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 504, an act relating to motor vehicle inspections. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator Polk. By your vote of 25 aye, 8 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Unanimous consent for introduction.
See no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, more students from Southeast Missouri came up. This is Cape Christian fourth graders from Cape Girardeau. Their teacher is Crystal Ritchie. They got up early in the morning and came all the way up to the Capitol to get to visit with us. And we are going to have pizza with Representative Wallingford later on, as long as they behave and are good. They have made the incredible sacrifice, each and every one of them, because I think they told me when I visited their classroom this fall that they would much rather be in school taking a test right now than coming all the way up to the Capitol and visiting. But they decided to make that sacrifice, Mr. President, and I hope the Senate would help me welcome them to Jefferson City.
With the guests of the Senate from Cape Girardeau, please stand, and let's recognize them. Thanks for coming to the Capitol today. Senator from Christian, for what purpose do you rise?
Seek unanimous consent for a special introduction.
Proceed. Seeing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, to your left and to my right, over here along the wall, I'm going to try to do this. They're kind of jumbled up. I've got the Christian County FFA, if you'd all kind of raise your hand. I've got the Greene County FFA, if you'd all kind of raise your hand. And I've got the Webster County FFA, if you'd all kind of raise your hand. They've all made the effort to come up here today. We introduce school groups a lot. We introduce ball teams a lot. But as I was talking to these people out here, they win as many awards as any ball team. They do a lot of things in their schools. They're pretty special kids. They've made a great effort to come up here today, and I'd like for them to be recognized, and I'm really proud of every one of them.
Will the guests of the Senator from Christian please stand or wave, and let's recognize them. Thanks for coming. Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
And you're right. I have two groups, the FFA members from Lafayette County and FFA members from Howard County. Ask that the body please make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Saline be stand and be recognized? And let's welcome them to the Capitol. Thanks for coming. Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I was seeking unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up above in the upper gallery, we actually have two groups. We have Sean Geisert, who's here with a bunch of the great young people from Franklin County. And then just over to the side, we've got Stacy Ward, who's here with some great young people from Warren County. So if they would all stand up and wave, and if the body would make all of them from God's country both feel welcome here in the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Franklin. Thanks for coming. Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you for recognizing, Mr. President. It means a lot to me. Today I have additional Farm Bureau Youth Leadership students here. These folks are from Helias Catholic High School here in Cole County. Today we have Alex Carmichael, Jared Bentledge, and Jordan Backus, and they're accompanied by their advisor, Debbie Backus. I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Cole. Thanks for coming to the Capitol. Appreciate you being here. Senator from Howell, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Yes, again, today on Farm Bureau FFA Day, led by David Cruz, I have Kaylin Rose and Nicholas Martin over here on my left and your right, and they're up visiting today with the Farm Bureau Leadership Program. I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Wright please stand and be recognized? And let's welcome them to the Capitol. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Could you briefly inquire the Senator from Cole that's walking away?
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
Yes, Mr. President, I yield. I just want to share with you what I am doing Saturday.
Great.
I am chaperoning a high school girls soccer game at my daughter's high school, Trinity, and guess who's coming in to play them? Helias. Yes. So I was just, but none of the ladies
are over
there.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Senator from Stoddard, for what purpose do you rise?
Seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and on my left, right here just beside the press table, we have with us today a man who made the trip up to Jefferson City from Dunklin County in the very deep heart of the Boot Hill. He's a leader there in Dunklin County. He serves on the Campbell School District Board. He also is a leader in the township there in that county. Let me introduce to this Senate body Mr. Drew Joyce and ask that we welcome him.
With the guests of the Senator from Stoddard, please stand and be recognized. Thanks so much for coming to the Capitol. Appreciate you having here. Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
I ask unanimous consent to introduce special
guests. No objection, please proceed.
On your right and my left, from Iron County. Proof that FFA brings people together. We have a group from Iron County, but they're led by their two hosts today. One, the Democratic presiding commissioner of Iron County and the Republican head of Iron County. So FFA brings people together. We'd like to welcome them here today.
With the guests of the Senator from St. Francis, please stand and be recognized. Thanks so much for coming to the Capitol. Enjoy having you here. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 565, Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 565 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 565 be read a third time and finally passed. This bill adjusts the makeup of the Missouri health insurance pool by adding four legislators, place four governor-appointed members. That's what it does. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The senator from Buchanan renews his motion that Senate Bill number 565 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 565, an act relating to the Board of Directors of the Missouri Health Insurance Pool. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 22nd. Senator from Gentry. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 13th. Junior Senator from St. Charles.
As what?
You are not recorded. Senator from Cole. By your vote of 24 aye, 8 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. There's no objection. Let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 789, the Senator from the 8th.
89 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 789 be read a third time and finally passed. This is a DNA collections bill. It extends the sunset from 2013 to 2019. It removes the fund sweep if general revenue doesn't increase by more than 2%, and it has some other technical changes in it that the department wanted. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from 8th, but I think there's a senator standing as well. To inquire the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
What's the issue with
three senators standing. Senator from Gentry, for what purpose do you rise?
Unanimous consent to introduce some guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my right and your left, over here along the wall, group of FFA folks from Northwest Missouri, North Central Missouri, Linn County, down today to watch government work. They've been in the House. Now they're in the upper chamber, and you're actually seeing where public policy is created. And I would ask that the members of the Senate please join me in welcoming these great young folks.
Would the guests of the Senator from Davies please stand and be recognized over here? Would the guests please stand and wave? Thank you for coming. Appreciate having you here today. Senator from the 13th, you have the floor.
To inquire the senator from the 8th, what did you mention in your final version of this dealing with fund sweep and the 2%? Could you explain that?
Sure. Right now, the way the law is, if we don't pass this bill, you can if revenue does not grow by 2%, the funds are swept from this fund. We're removing that language, so basically that the money can go there. It doesn't prohibit the appropriations staff from going in and taking the money, but it just keeps an automatic sweep from happening.
How many funds do we do that to?
I don't know. I believe what happened was in 06, Senator Gibbons was doing the extension on the sunset, and at that time, Senator Gross was the appropriations chair, and he was doing this to find revenue in tough economic times, and so he put this mechanism in place at that point. And I believe DNA profiling is important. I believe it solves cases, and they have to have money to be able to operate. If we believe in the appropriations process, we could better use that money. It doesn't keep us from going in and taking that money at the time that we need it. It just takes away the automatic sweep.
And was that part of the original bill? Was that?
It was a renewal of the expiration of the sunset. So the expiration of the sunset was happening. Senator Gibbons moved to extend it.
Right. I have you there. Was that elimination of that automatic sweep part of your original bill?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak against the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to briefly speak against the bill, I was here when this was created. I understood what was done when it was created. There were two central components to allow this bill to become law. The first was that we were not going to allow the fee to go to traffic tickets and traffic violation type cases. That was something that was important to me because of the amounts of money that were found that were there in my position against all of these court costs that continue to be tacked on in these special funds. The second component that was vital to this bill's passage to even becoming law is found on page 2 of the Senator from the 8th bill, number 4, that he is bracketing out, and that was insisted upon by Senator Gross that said in times when general revenue did not increase by 2%, that these funds could be swept and used into regular general revenue. Part of the problems that we are facing as a state are that a few particular lobbyists and a lot of special interests have figured out a way for their governmental take, their governmental money, to go outside of the appropriations process instead of being within the appropriations process. All allocations should come in my opinion, to the appropriations process and our priorities allocated accordingly. There are so many special funds, so many special avenues to where, yet again, we're looking at cuts in regular state services and tax credits are going to grow double digits. This fund sweep mechanism was to make sure that if this grew and state government didn't, that we would have the opportunity to determine whether or not this was our number one funding priority or education was our number one funding priority. With that, Mr. President, I'll vote no and would encourage the body to do so as well. Thanks.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I believe DNA profiling solves cases. I believe they need the revenue to be able to collect the DNA from the different areas. I believe this is the right step forward to keeping bad people behind bars. I encourage everybody to support the bill. I renew my motion.
The senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 789 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 789, an act relating to DNA profiling. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Clay. Senator from Phelps. Senator from Stoddard. Senator from St. Charles. Senator from Boone. Senator from the 15th. By your vote of 20 aye, 14 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. There's no objection. Let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 749, the Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 749 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 749 be read a third time and finally passed. Senate Bill 749, this is body's response to the January 20th edict as put forward by the Obama administration. What this bill does is it reaffirms the religious rights of our citizens as outlined in both the federal constitution and our state constitution. It's important that people understand what this bill does not do. This bill does not restrict access in any way to contraception, abortion, or sterilization. It's important that people understand that this bill does not dictate to any individual person what they do or don't do with their body. What this bill does do is it tells our religious organizations that they don't have to pay for these services. Now, we didn't come down here this year to take up this bill. This was not a priority of ours. This bill became necessary when the Obama administration exercised its power, it's now found in the Affordable Care Act, power that it's never, that no one's ever had before. And as a result of the exercise of that power, this bill became necessary. It's my hope that we don't have to do this again on some other matter, but given that intense concentration of power, it's very likely that the state will once again have to respond until such time that power is taken away from the federal government. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
President, could I inquire the senator from the 24th?
Senator from the 24th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. First of all, I want to thank you for bringing this legislation forward. And the two of us and many of our colleagues actually attended a rally in the Rotunda the other day where, I don't know, you know, estimated there were thousands of people in the Rotunda that were here because of this issue.
The religious freedom rally.
Exactly. Yep. And you know, often what we do in this body is not only a reaction to what we hear from our constituency and from the people of the state, but often it is necessary for us through the passage of statutes to codify in Missouri law that which is already in our Constitution. And I think it's important, and didn't get an opportunity when we were perfecting this bill, but to actually address what the founders of our state thought was important enough to put in our Bill of Rights, right. Article 1, Section 5, So, and if these articles and the sections, based on their importance to our founding fathers of the state, you know, have any weight, you know, certainly this was in the top 10.
Right.
All right. And Article 1, Section 5, religious freedom, liberty of conscience. I mean, put into our Constitution in 1875. Says that all men have a natural and indefensible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. That no human authority can control or interfere with the rights of conscience. That no person shall, on account of his religious persuasion or belief, be rendered ineligible to any public office or trust or profit in this state, or be disqualified from testifying or serving on a jury, or to be molested in his person or estate. I mean,
Senator, I appreciate you introducing that, reminding the citizens of what is in our Constitution, and it's an extraordinary thing that's occurred. You know, our federal government has taken upon itself to define religion. According to the federal government now, religion is what happens inside the walls of a church or synagogue. And when you go out to live the mission of religion, religion stops. I hope, as I'm sure you do, that this is the last time that this state has to defend the rights of its citizens. My concern and my fear is that as long as this act remains in place, that concentration of power that exists, that those 5,000 places in that bill where the Health and Human Services Secretary may or shall decide something, means that we're going to be spending way more and more time down here defending our citizens.
I appreciate your efforts to stand in the gap on behalf of the people of Missouri against an overreach that is unprecedented. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you rise?
I have to speak against the bill.
Proceed.
Thanks, Mr. President. I think we've probably said all we need to say about this on both sides of the issue, but I do need to stand up and speak on behalf of my constituents who have a different opinion from those constituents who were here in the Capitol this week and for whom the sponsor and the senator from the first were just speaking on behalf of. I have, on the contrary, thousands of citizens who feel that this is not an issue of religious freedom, but that this is typical electioneer politics. Frankly, both sides are guilty of bringing this issue up as typical electioneer politics. And I'm speaking on behalf of the thousands of women in the state of Missouri who are sick and tired of being used as pawns in this political debate, whether it be Democrats who bring it up in the first place or Republicans who come back and have the backlash after the fact. I, as a woman, and on behalf of women that I represent, are tired of being used as pawns in a political debate. I think that the sponsor himself said that all this does is reaffirm current law. We don't need to reaffirm any more current laws. Let's start working on new laws to move Missouri forward. Mr. President, I'm going to vote no on this bill, and I would encourage my colleagues to do the same.
Further discussion. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I was listening to the sponsor of the bill and what he was saying in terms of this preventing women from doing what they want with their bodies. And also, as you stated so eloquently, it is a reaffirmation of what's already in our statute. So I'm trying to figure out why we're spending time on this. But clearly, what we're talking about here, at least from our perspective, are women who are wanting to be approved for certain allowances in their insurance. And, you know, I understand the whole argument of religion. I do. I think it's a very personal matter. But any time that we're responding to something that someone says in a church, I think we're in a dangerous area at that point in time. Yes, we take our values here every single day. Everything that we learn on a Saturday or a Sunday, in my case, on Wednesdays too, I bring every single one of those values in here. But I do not talk about religion. And personally, values are what counts in here. And I am glad that our Constitution covers all of us, absolutely every single one of us. But I'm also concerned about those women and, frankly, some of those men who would like to be sterilized. I am concerned about those women who want coverage because they can't afford it, because they cannot afford it. You know, it's so funny. I was reading in my local patch this morning, and the article about this conversation is in my University City patch. I cannot wait to read the comments from all the liberals, because the message that's in the article is completely not what the conversation is right here. And I think it's Karl Rove. I think Karl Rove came to the state or something. I don't know what it is. But it is unfortunate that we are in this time and in this place where we are responding and being a part of cheap politics. It's no worse than penny candy politics. It's cheap. Has no flavor to it. You can throw it away and it's useless. So for us to spend all of this time on something that's already in our statute, really, are you serious?
It's frustrating, Senator.
It's very frustrating. It is very frustrating. I think this is the second time we've done it this year. Is to reaffirm what's already in there. And, you know, there's nothing like individual rights. There's nothing like an individual right, the right to speak. Yes, the right to liberty. And I profoundly respect where other people are coming from their religious beliefs. And I have a conscience, too. And my conscience says, if I don't stand up and I don't speak against this bill, then I'm not living towards my full capacity as a human being or as a legislator. That's what my conscience tells me. My conscience tells me that this bill is wrong. It's wrong because it's cheap penny candy. That's what it is. And so we can move forward, and I know that we don't have the votes. I understand that fully, that we cannot pass this, or that we are going to pass this as a body. But it's unfortunate that we're not dealing with what is really important, and that's sex education. I mean, we all want to prevent abortions. We're not dealing with women who do have health concerns. But all of a sudden, this conversation has been a conscience issue for the employer. Well, maybe, just maybe, this could be a bill for employers who just don't want to pay for anything. And I think that's the conversation that we've been at this year, when we've been dealing with rights work and prevailing wage and discrimination. Let's just discriminate on the woman who is concerned about her health. Let's discriminate against the man who wants to get a vasectomy and can't afford it. Let's go ahead and do this. This bill is about protecting our own bodies, having the ability to do it. It is about that. And the senator who sponsored this bill just said that it has nothing to do with us protecting our own bodies. It does. Because if there is something that I should be concerned about health-wise, I want to have the capacity to be covered in my insurance forever, for whatever I need. For whatever I need, Senator. This is one of those moments where we have to stand up for our rights as women. We are equal to men, regardless of our income bracket, regardless of our race, regardless of our disproportionate numbers in this chamber. We have every right to stand up and speak and talk about our own bodies. You have your own power for yourself, and I have power for myself. And every single woman, every single man who respects a woman's body for what it is at home wants us to talk about our side of the story. So if we're going to spend our taxpayer dollars reaffirming what's already in statute, let's go ahead and do it. It's cheap penny candy politics, and that's what it is, nothing more.
Senator, thank you for speaking on behalf of our constituents. It's important that that voice continue to be heard, even in the deep minority.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President, I want to speak on the bill, but also I want to inquire later, and the senator I want to inquire from just walked in, so I'll ask for an inquiry from the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay, the senator from the 7th would like to have an inquiry. Senator from Clay, do you yield to the inquiry? She does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you for accepting the inquiry. A lot of people term this a woman's issue, so I decided we should get some women up here who have some thoughts on this being a woman's issue. I don't think it's a woman's issue at all, and I say that as a woman. And I want to see if you agree with me. You're a woman.
Well, Senator, I'll tell you, as long as I've been in the General Assembly, I've kind of dragged my feet as far as being involved in things that were, you know, quote-unquote women's issues, because I just see them as people issues. And they impact us all one way or the other. And with regard to this bill, I guess I really don't see it as a women's bill as such. It's a people issue. It's a family issue.
I also see it as a religious issue, which of course it is. You'll recall for 2 years now, we have been fighting against something that was started in Washington, D.C. And I think the sponsor of the bill correctly portrayed it when he talked about it being a power move like we have never seen in this country. We saw it originally with health care. When Obamacare came along and told the people in this country they were going to have to buy a product that he dictated and not that we wanted, that he was going to set up commerce where it didn't exist. And right now, as we stand here debating, the U.S. Supreme Court are hearing the same thing we are about a power that has been taken over and forced on the people. And now here today, as part of Obamacare, we have another section, another dictate that says employers, religious institutions, if by your faith and your conscience and your religion, you do not believe in ending the life of another human being, you are not free to exercise that. You are going to have to pay for insurance to cover services that you, by your faith and your conscience, disagree with. And that's the crux of this thing, paying for something that is absolutely against your First Amendment rights to exercise your faith. Do you agree with that, Senator?
Senator, I absolutely agree with that. And the question that this body is going to have to deal with, in fact, all states are going to have to deal with, most importantly, the taxpayers are going to have to deal with as time goes on, is how much are we willing to take of Washington, D.C., holding our tax dollars hostage? How long are we willing to bow down and say, oh, please, federal government, give us back our own tax money? Because we just can't live without our own tax money, but we're not willing to stand up to you and say, you know what, enough is enough. If you dare to keep our money, we will dare to send you home. If you dare to tell us what to do with our own tax money, then we will dare to take you out of office. But we don't seem to have the guts to do that. In our legislative process, Senator, when we come to the appropriations process, I can almost guarantee you we're going to have this discussion, we're going to have this battle of how long are we going to stand like paupers pleading with the federal government, oh, please give us back our tax money. We will fashion our bills. We will fashion our laws. We will require the people of the state of Missouri to jump through many hoops that you with the great wisdom from the Potomac, tell us to do. And, oh, we're such chickens because we won't turn around to them and say we're sick of it. We've had it. You've run our nation into federal debt, and now you're trying to tell us how that we're supposed to crash our states and our own state economies and then just pour the financial burden on a handful of people. And so now we stand up, and I think that there are some interest groups out there who have been bitten by the very snake that they were coddling. that there's some interest groups that they've cozied up to the big government folks. And then all of a sudden, it struck them in an area that they did not anticipate, that strikes at the heart of their conscience, strikes at the heart of their faith and their beliefs. And it reminds me of the old story of a poisonous snake just pleading with someone to get them out of extreme danger and to hold them in their apron. And on the promise that I won't bite you. I won't bite you because my very life is at stake. I won't bite you. And as they're carrying them out and they get the snake safely to the other side, the snake rears up and bites the person. And the person says, how could you do that? I took you to safety. They said, because I'm a snake. That's what I do. So, you know, we're in bed with the federal government. They're power hungry. That's what they seek. That's what they crave. And they survive on our tax dollars. And so now, you know, through the years, through the appropriations process, we've gotten in bed with that snake. And now it's biting us. Should we be surprised? Really? I mean, the founders of this nation put specifically, enumerated powers. And now in Washington, D.C., they're arguing about whether or not the federal government has unlimited powers or they have limited powers. Our founders would be freaked out over that. It's crazy.
Well, it's time to cut the head of that snake off. And I do think that this bill helps do that. You know, it's been said on the floor a few minutes ago that this is about protecting our bodies. But it's really not. It says that an employer can just decide that they are not going to pay for a service that they don't believe in by their faith or their conscience, but that doesn't prevent an employee from getting the services they want. I mean, they can buy a rider on that insurance if they want to, and if the argument is, I don't have the money to do that, obviously they're Medicaid eligible, and Medicaid can take care of that service. And if they fall somewhere between the cracks, we have our federally qualified health centers that can take care of it. So in no way are we trying to prevent anyone from getting contraceptions, abortion, sterilization. If they want to do that, they can still do it. We are not at all trying to stop that. We are just trying to make sure that people can exercise their First Amendment rights, and that is not taken away from them by a government that thinks they have more power than the people have. It is time for the people to stand up. And I thought with regard to that, I don't know, Senator, if you were here yesterday, you may not have been, but there was a rally day before yesterday at the Capitol. And I was there, as the senator from the 1st talked about, and the senator from the 24th was there, and a lot of us were there. It was reported that 7,000 people were in the Capitol calling for their religious conscience to be able to be protected. It was probably the most inspirational, the most moving, the strongest statement I have seen in this building in my 12 years here. And then, and you couldn't even get through the halls to get to your meetings. The elevators were difficult. There were so many people. Then yesterday, there were the people on the other side. And there have been senators who've talked about responding to their constituents. Well, perhaps their constituents were here yesterday. But I noticed that they had a rally out on the river, and my window overlooks the river. So I got to watch their rally. I got to hear the speeches. And senators, there were maybe 100 there. Someone reported 200. But, you know, if we are looking at what Missourians care about, 7,000 versus 200. But it doesn't even matter. It's not up to a vote. It's in our Constitution. And I, as a woman, stand here again and say this is not a woman's issue. This is a First Amendment religious liberty issue. And I encourage, lady, and I, excuse me, Senator, I assume as a woman, too, that has these same beliefs, you and I stand together in encouraging our colleagues to vote yes on this bill.
Well, and Senator, I agree with you because today the issue happens to be about abortion and religious conscience. But there's much broader implications of this. And I intend to spend the weeks that I have left in the Missouri Senate making the point that we just can't keep bowing down to the federal government. This is one instance of where we fire back. And I agree with you. It's not a women's issue. It is a First Amendment issue. It's a freedom issue. And I encourage the body to adopt it. I think the senator has a tremendous bill, but we're going to have to keep making this statement in all areas, because otherwise we might as well dissolve the Missouri House and Senate and just say we're turning all power over to Washington, D.C. They're taking it inch by inch. And, you know, I guess it's the type of thing that you don't know you're being cooked and boiled as long as they turn the heat up very slowly. Well, they've turned the heat up very slowly. And now finally the American people in some areas and the people of Missouri are getting the drift that we're being cooked. But
actually, I don't think they're turning it up slowly. They just stoked the fire to a bonfire real quickly, and that's why so many people are coming out and wanting to protect their freedom.
I think this was a test. I think this was an intentional test on behalf of the federal government to just see, well, can we do this whole thing? Just exactly how much will they take? So it looks like if they backed off a little bit, that they were conciliatory. This isn't the end of it. The federal government intends to just take it all over, and it's going to be left up to us and some of these young people who are over here watching us right now to say, when is enough enough? When are we going to stand up for our rights as a state? When are we going to stand up for our rights as individuals? So, you know, this won't be the end of the argument, and I hope that we do pass the bill. I believe we will, and I know we all want to go home, so, you know, we'll just end it.
Thank you very much, Senator, for that inquiry, and I do believe that the Health Care Freedom Act started a prairie fire across this country, and I expect this bill to pass and join that prairie fire and send a message across this country that the Show Me State will not have their religious faith stomped on by the federal government. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 24th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 749 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. There is an emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 749, an act relating to the protection of the religious beliefs and moral convictions of certain persons and entities with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Lawrence, Senator from Cape Girardeau, Senator from Lewis, Senator from the 11th. By your vote of 26 aye, 5 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 24th, you're recognized for a motion on emergency clause.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce,
aye.
Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 24 aye, 6 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some more
special
guests.
No objection, proceed.
Thank you. We have some additional students with the FFA leadership class here today. I wanted to point out, as we narrow down the day today, there's 431 students representing 65 counties today. And that's a record attendance, I think. But this morning we have with us, to my left and your right, from Morgan County, the advisors are Brian Lehman and Dwayne Shad and Diane Olson of Missouri Farm Bureau. And then we also have the leadership team of Ray Dawn Tomlinson, Chloe Schwartz, Brittany Stamps, Danielle Shermita, and Trey Marriott. I'd like the body to make these young folks feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Center from Cole please stand and be recognized? And thanks for coming for Farm Bureau Youth Leadership Day. Senator from Lawrence, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I too request unanimous consent for the introduction.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left, my right, on the other couch, we have some FFA students from Lawrence County, Missouri, that I'm grateful to have here in the chamber. From Mount Vernon, Shelby Weaver. From Pierce City, Matilda Brotland. From Marionville, Audra Blevins. From Aurora, Courtney Spencer. And from Miller, Landon Steele. I ask the body to make them welcome.
Great. Thanks for coming. Would the guests of the Center please stand and be recognized? Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 683, Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 683 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 683 be read a third time and put upon its passage to the House. Mr. President, the Senate Bill 683 is the bankruptcy exemptions modifications that we discussed this week. Basically, what we are doing is we're taking the motor vehicle aggregate amount to $3,000 that is exempt from execution or attachment during a bankruptcy proceeding, and we are also raising the dependent household exemption calculation from 18 years of age to 21 years of age. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that Senate Bill number 683 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 683, an act relating to property exempt from attachment or execution. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Phelps. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Seeing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 633, Senator from the 4th.
636.
Senate Bill 636, Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 636 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 636 be be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill provides a little clarity into the statute we adopted last year, setting up a qualified spousal trust in the state of Missouri. It just tells what types of trust may be used. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
Briefly inquire of the sponsor.
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, this has nothing to do with apes or chimpanzees or anything.
No, Senator, it doesn't.
I'm all for this bill, but I wanted to just say that what a powerful senator it is to get a full editorial in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace on the monkey bill. Of all the bill, do you think you could possibly, are you going to handle the jumping jack as the official exercise? Do you think they could do an editorial?
I don't think I could do that. I think a senator like you and such a specimen of physical being, you ought to be able to do that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been insulted by better, but as I looked at your back of your balding, increasing balding spot, I will end my inquiry.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 4th District renews his motion that Senate Bill number 636 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 636, an act relating to qualified spousal trusts. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Second, that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 489 and 637, the senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bill number 489 and 637 with Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Yeah, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that it be adopted. Nope, not yet.
Third read.
Third read and final passage, yes. I did that.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
I will. I'll be glad to. This just allows the ownership, actually, possession of the switchblade knives here in Missouri, as long as you conform with federal law, and also does the grandfather of those that got their concealed carry permit prior to last year's law going into effect. There was a little issue there. We just want to clarify that those people that had it, their permit were grandfathered in as having gone through the class before. With that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions or renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, what purpose?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 5th.
From the 5th? Senator from the 5th, do you yield? Senator from the 5th, the senator from the 14th would like an inquiry. Do you yield?
Yes, I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are you familiar with the switchblade Nisi?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
So tell me about switchblade Nisi.
That's a name I picked up when I was doing some work in my district that they've applied to one of the representatives in the House.
And that representative is?
I believe that'll be Representative Nasheed.
Janice Williams?
Denise Williams?
Denise Williams?
Yes.
Switchblade Nisi?
Blade Nisi.
Did she ever go to jail?
I'm sorry?
Did she ever go to jail?
I believe she did.
For using a switchblade?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from Nottoway, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd seek unanimous consent to introduce a group of guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my left and your right, a group of FFA students, actually four counties here, Grundy, Caldwell, Davies, and Livingston, making the rounds today. They've been over and watched the House operate. Now they're over to watch the upper chamber where we actually create public policy. And I would ask that my members of the Senate please join me in welcoming these young wonderful minds from Northwest Missouri to our state capitol.
Would the guests please stand and be recognized, and thanks for coming to Farm Bureau Leadership Day, FFA. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 489 and 637 be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate bills 489 and 637 be placed upon its final passage. There is an emergency clause, so senators need to stay by. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 489 and 637, an act relating to weapons with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 9th. By your vote of 29, aye, 4, no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator from Lewis, you're recognized for emergency clause motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for adoption of the emergency clause.
The senator from Lewis moves the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 1st. Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Seeing there's no objection, let the journal show the title and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Stoddard, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Here on your right, Mr. President, and on my left in the gallery, we have with us some students from Caruthersville High School. They're representatives from Pemiscot County Farm Bureau, and they're here for the leadership conference. We have with us Alyssa Kuntz, Elena Mann, Kendrick Bradley, Clark Ledford, and their sponsors, Mrs. Barbara Hutchison and Mrs. Jana Meredith. So I'd like for the body to please welcome these good folks from Pemiscot County.
With the guests of the Senator from Stoddard, please stand and be recognized, and thanks for coming to Jefferson City today. Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise? Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 40, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Joint Resolution Number 40 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 40 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the retrospective in operation. This bill has two exceptions for that. It'd be the sex offenders and DNA sampling analysis. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The senator from the 8th moves that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 40 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 40, a joint resolution relating to laws that are retrospective in operation. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Jefferson. Senator from Jefferson, how do you vote? By your vote of 31 aye, 2 no, the bill having declared a constitution majority is declared passed. Seeing there's no objections, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 671, the Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 671 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 671 with the Senate Committee Substitute be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this was a bill we heard a couple of days ago that had to do with the county treasurers and the county collectors, and it required them basically to be 21 years of age, live in the county in which they are elected to serve their term. It also had a piece of land, and it says that they have to pay their local taxes, state and local taxes. It also did have a provision in there that they were required to bond, have an affidavit for bonding when they originally signed up for office. Me and the Senator Cape discussed that for quite a while. There was an amendment introduced to take that provision out. So for the body to know that.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Polk renews his motion that Senate Bill number 671 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 671, an act relating to certain public offices that have statutory bond requirements. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Franklin. You are not recorded. Senator from the first. By your vote of 33 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Seeing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 877, the senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 877 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we talked about yesterday, dealing with requiring that the different departments within the state submit quarterly to the pro tem of the Senate and to the Speaker of the House and provide by electronic format through the Internet the number of state employees that they have actually employed at that time. They'll do that quarterly. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion. I'm open for questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Stoddard renews his motion that Senate Bill number 877 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 877, an act relating to the reporting by each state department of the number of employees within each department. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Polk. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Seeing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
I have unanimous consent for introduction.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, we have more students here from Southeast Missouri. Just entering the chamber are fourth graders from Chaffee Elementary, wearing their red to let everyone know their Chaffee pride that is up here. So I was hoping that the Senate could help me welcome the Chaffee Elementary fourth graders that have gotten up early this morning and traveled all the way to their state capital and are here in the Missouri Senate.
Would the guests of the Senate from Cape Girardeau please stand and be recognized? Thanks for making the long trip here, and we hope you have a great day. Staying on that same senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, inquire of you.
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, isn't it common courtesy to applaud for guests? I noticed that you weren't applauding for the guests of the senator from Cape.
It is a common courtesy to do that. You're correct.
President.
Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 811, the senator from Green.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 811 be taken up for the third time, brought before the body, excuse me.
Brought before the body. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 811 be read the third time and passed. This is the land conveyance for Missouri State University we talked about the other day. Any questions?
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from Green moves that Senate Bill 811 renews his motion that Senate Bill 811 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 811, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the Board of Governors of Missouri State University to the City of Springfield. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 665, Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 665 be brought before the body for third reading motion.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 665 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. This is a bill that moves the maximum award for research in Alzheimer's from $30,000 to $50,000. Glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Saline moves that Senate Bill number 665 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill and call the roll?
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 665, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state to the State Highways and Transportation Commission. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the first.
Need some clarification as far as what bill that we're actually voting on. Can I inquire of you?
You may inquire.
I believe that the bill that was announced and the bill that the senator from Saline actually described are not the one and the same. So I just want to know what I'm voting on, Mr. President.
That's a legitimate inquiry. The bill is Senate Bill 665. and that the title is Authorizing Conveyance of Property Owned by the State to State Highways and Transportation Commission.
Okay, I think that the bill that the senator from Saline addressed had to do with Alzheimer patients.
Senator from the first, how would you care to vote?
Aye.
I'm sorry, what? Okay. Senator from Saline, how do you vote? Senator from the second, the senior senator from St. Charles, how do you vote? By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate bill number 599, the senator from Boone.
599 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 599 be third read and finally passed. This is the bill we discussed yesterday for gifted. This just requires the public school districts around the state to include in their annual accountability report card whether or not they have a gifted program and how many students are served by that program.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone renews his motion that Senate Bill number 599 be read a third time in place of on its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 599, an act relating to gifted education. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Andrew, you are not. Senator from the 24th, Senator from the 24th, Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th. By your vote of 33 aye, 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 595. Senator from the 8th.
Move that 595 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 595 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the bill dealing with due process for special education decisions, moving away from the three to the Administrative Hearing Commission. There is an emergency clause. Emergency clause deals with the training for the commission. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 8th moves that renews his motion that Senate Bill number 595 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. There is an emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 595, an act relating to due process hearing panel members with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 15th. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, Senator from the 8th, you are recognized for the motion for an emergency clause.
To adopt the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll for the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Newton. By your vote of 30 aye, 3 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions are made and carried. Senate Bill number 482, Senator from Saline.
Third read.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
This is the bill that moves the award, the maximum award for Alzheimer's research from $30,000 to $50,000. My previous action just proves that we need more research in the area of Alzheimer's. Glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate Bill number 482 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 482, an act relating to funding for research projects by the University of Missouri Board of Curators. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. There's no objection. Let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize me for a privileged motion?
Senator, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 572 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from 23rd?
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, just so we're clear, this is the override motion of the governor's veto of workers' comp?
That's correct.
Okay. And under explanation kind of to me and the body, what's your... you don't agree with the governor's objections, but we've got 7 weeks left. Just so I know...
I believe that the problems with coal employee and occupational disease, that it's paramount that they be fixed, and that the cost of them not being fixed is a tremendous burden to business, and I believe that we need to use every tool at our disposal to enact the changes to law.
Okay. And you're taking this position of that as majority floor leader of the Senate, not knowing what the other legislative body will do with this same action, right? The outcome?
Correct.
Okay. And then where do we go from there? I just like to think about these things, as you know. Okay. From my view, we did not adjust the bill. You and I might disagree with that, to find enough middle ground between the parties. I understand your motion, but I'm getting, okay, let's say that this motion you're making
in
the Senate. Let's say
the
motion you're making.
I know what the governor will not sign. What the governor has not clearly dictated is what he will move forward on. And from a legislative perspective, I believe it's imperative that we address coal employee liability and that we address occupational disease in a way that places it under the workers' compensation system.
Okay. And so you're making this motion again to this body, and let's assume it prevails, to override the governor's veto, but we don't know what happens with the other body. And if that failure to do that, we haven't overridden the governor's veto. And what you hope is that this is, from your perspective, indicating to people what you just said, that you want those corrected, but I also catch that there's obviously might lead to a dialogue of what we do about occupational, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak against the motion.
Proceed.
Mr. President, it is Thursday. I am not going to belabor my colleagues, but you might note, how could I not belabor? President, this I get what's going on here. I'm going to just briefly speak. I don't think that this bill deserves to override the objections, because I don't think that this body truly attempted to accommodate the people who have survived horrific diseases caused by their occupation at no fault of their own. If my opinion has no influence on this body and we override, and we then override in the House, my concern is that anybody who's got mesothelioma, anybody who's dying of a horrific disease just because they work at a place, that's it's wrong. It's my hope that while this motion that I oppose here might prevail in this body, I'm hopeful that it doesn't prevail over there, and that leads to a more reasoned discussion that gets back to what this body passed in a bipartisan way last year. Whether that all happens, I oppose the motion. I hope at some point we appreciate that these people who die of these diseases at no fault of their own deserve something other than to have the work comp system pay for their funeral. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator from St. Charles moves that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 572 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from Clay. Your vote will be changed from an aye to a no. Is that what you're requesting? By your vote of 24 aye, 9 noes, Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 572 has passed, the objections of the governor notwithstanding. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions, Senate concurrent resolution 17.
Seeing no objections, we will go to concurrent resolutions. And Senate Concurrent Resolution 17, with Senate Committee Substitute, the Senator from the 24th.
President, I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 17, with Senate Committee Substitute, be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed say no. It does appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
President, I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. The intent of this resolution is to encourage the use of the Great River State as a nickname for Missouri. Promote the fact that Missouri has two of the nation's largest rivers. Missouri has over 110,000 miles of rivers and streams, which have played a significant part in our state status as an agricultural supplier and transportation center, as well as providing numerous recreational opportunities for our citizens. So, Mr. President, I now move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 17, as amended by Senate Committee Substitute, be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I do close.
The Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute. Senator from the 24th.
I now move that the Senate Concurrent Resolution 17, as amended by the Senate Committee Substitute, be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The senator from the 24th closes. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 14th. As an aye. Be changed to a no. Senator from Lawrence. By your vote of 25 aye, 8 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the title and perfecting motions are made and carried. Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to suspend rule number 48 for the purpose of introducing a Senate joint resolution. Mr. President, the Supreme Court threw out the ballot language on the voter ID amendment, and correct that and put it back on the ballot.
The senator has requested unanimous consent to proceed with this. Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Saline?
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, are you? You said in your statement that the Supreme Court threw that out. Throughout the ballot language, they threw out the ballot title. It was a Cole County circuit.
I apologize.
You're right. Senator, you're suspending the rules to introduce something about a lower court decision that still within the legal process can still go to the Supreme Court, and by the way, that the House can still introduce. Now, I know at some level we'll deal with this, but I think it's a big deal that we're suspending the rules in reaction to what is a circuit court decision, right?
Right. Senator, as you know, though, we are getting close to the end of time. This is just an introduction of the bill. It's certainly not passage.
And, Senator, there is bills over there. They can, correct me, still introduce bills over there. I'm trying to figure out what is the necessity of this body suspending its rules. I'm just asking for unanimous consent, Senator. Senator, what I'm going to do is I'm going to object, and then you can make the motion.
Okay.
Mr. President, I object. Mr. President?
Seeing we do not have a unanimous consent, then that will not be approved. Senator
Mr. President,
Saline.
I now move that Senate Rule Number 48 be suspended for the purpose of introducing a Senate joint resolution.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
We're going to need to slow down a little bit here, okay? We're suspending a rule so that you can introduce a joint resolution to, in your original statement, you stated that it was because it was a decision by the Missouri State, let me finish, the Missouri State Supreme Court. You not mentioned that word once, but you mentioned it twice. The senator from the 11th then came up and said, we're just dealing with a circuit court decision.
That is true.
And you said true. Yesterday I had to talk to the senator from Lewis, and we had to change things because we rushed through things last year to change it. I don't know why we have to make this monumental move to go down this process before the judiciary has totally gone through their processes, and we still, and they can still introduce it over in the House where it's going to proceed. I am going to vote against your motion, because I just do not think at this stage in time. If you want to prepare for decisions, you might watch what the senator from Cape does the last day when it's introduction of bills. He introduces about 7 or 8 bills as placeholders because he knows this might come up, this might come up, and this might come up. So for those reasons, I oppose. I don't think it deserves the suspension of the rules to do something along these lines. And clearly clarifying Missouri State Supreme Court and Circuit Court needs to be clear when we state those facts as well. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield?
I yield, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I think this is the first time since I've been serving that there's been a motion to suspend the rules.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought the former senator from Buchanan attempted to do it on an economic development bill, but my memory could be wrong. I think he was needed to suspend the rules and took a bill, and we were going to give him the total authority to go over there. That may not have been a suspension of the rules, but I seem to recall somebody getting up and object. I don't know if the motion was a suspension of the rules. As you know, I have a pretty good memory, but I don't know if it's been attempted before. But here's my point. It's sort of a big deal to do it.
That's my question.
And you know, why don't we go to the city of St. Louis and the city of Kansas City today at Jackson County Circuit Court and start reacting to circuit court decisions that are going to happen today in those two courts?
Our traffic court.
And come to a legislative body and say, let's go do this. I mean, this is, I have not heard a compelling case from anyone of why we need to do this. The senator from 13th mentioned there are probably also, even though this is an SJR, there are probably vehicles in the other legislative body, and I don't know if staff can tell me. I think they can still introduce things over there, right? I don't know if they're beyond their date. But the House can still introduce legislation until April 1st. I'm sure if this circuit court decision rises to that level. So, you know, by the way, this issue was, really dealt with in great detail. And there, this predated you, Senator.
Yes.
I mean, what I mean is the first year that we dealt with this was in 2006. The majority actually invoked the previous question. The current Attorney General, who was a Republican at the time, presided over the body and conducted the PQ. And guess what happened? Once again, I said, well, you can go ahead and previous question it, but you don't have birth certificates for people. You don't have, free IDs. They had 3 mobile vans that were going to run around and go get everybody an ID. And so guess what? The Supreme Court said, here is this steaming mass of bad public policy. Let us deal with it appropriately, and they ruled it unconstitutional. What I mean is the senator from 13th brought up a genuine point. When we do these rush-around things, now we have a motion to suspend our rules. Are we next week going to have some other thing? Are we going to have a tax credit emergency next week? There are ample ways that we can, as a body, deliberate about how to do things.
It seems like we're...
Three senators standing on the floor. Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
I withdraw my motion.
The motion will be withdrawn. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. We're on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Chair recognizes the senator from Clay. Please send it forward, Senator. Thank you for your hard work. Madam Secretary, when it arrives, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 682, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgeway, Chairman.
Senator from Howe.
Boy, the microphone works now, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Please send it forward, Senator. When the report arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 721, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 510 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 675 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 548 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Perkerson, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, and Urban Affairs has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. When it arrives, Madam Secretary, so kindly, if you would, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, and Urban Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 842, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 625 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 715 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Crowell, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 673, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from the Second. Senator from the Second.
Your Business, Insurance, and Committee has a report.
I know it's past the noon hour and you're probably hungry, but find time. Please send that report forward. When it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 856, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report. It's being sent forward. I just want to note for the body what a great job the Secretary of the Senate has done this week, and under your guidance and leadership. Thank you, Mr. President.
We'll make note of that. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 837, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from the Seventh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 451, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 813 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 911 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Ms. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward.
Oh, what do you suppose this one
Secretary,
is?
Please read that report.
It is a 50. Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 576, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman. Is that the only one?
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward. Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 661, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd, I understand that you're sending forward the report from the Senator from St. Francis.
Yes, Mr. President, on behalf of the Senator from St. Francis, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 475, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Joint Resolution 30 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House.
Since there are, would you please have those read?
Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1662, an act relating to county drinking water supply lake authorities. Also, House Bill 1665, an act relating to the designation of Lupus Awareness Month. Also, House Bill 1680, an act relating to the Show Me Heroes program. Also, House Bill 1687, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Also, House Bill 1692, an act relating to the oath of an election judge. Also, House Bill 1737, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Also, House Bill 1782, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Also, House Bill 1774, an act relating to the designation of Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Also, House Bill 1804, an act relating to convention and tourism tax exemptions. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1827, an act relating to the Missouri Electronic Prior Authorization Committee. Also, House Bill 1807, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Also, House Bill 1266, an act relating to the designation of an official state butterfly. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1841, an act relating to pyramid sales schemes. Also, House Bill 1864, an act relating to a Pony Express special license plate. Also, House Bill 1868, an act relating to the designation of a highway. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1875, an act relating to vehicles purchased purchased by insurers through the claims adjustment process. Also, House Bill 1878, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1738, an act relating to lift accessible parking, emergency clause adopted. Also, House Bill 1560, an act relating to the appointment of certain circuit clerks. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1527, an act relating to property exempt from attachment. Also, House Bill 1165, an act relating to qualified spousal trusts. Also, House Bill 1811, an act relating to anatomical gifts. Also, House Bill 1296, an act relating to child custody and visitation for military personnel. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1094, an act relating to the acceptance of electronic payments by the Office of Administration. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1647, an act relating to the Missouri Emergency Response Commission. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1395, an act relating to the Department of Natural Resources. Also, House Bill 1512, an act relating to the laws of other countries. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1541, an act relating to the conscious rights of all individuals who provide medical services. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1278 and 1152, an act relating to certain benevolent tax credits, emergency clause adopted. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1700, an act relating to sex offender registration. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1402, an act relating to road use, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
House bills on second reading. Madam Secretary, please read those bills. Senator from Stoddard, House bills on second reading.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad you didn't circumvent my part in this. House Bill 1504.
House Bill 1504, an act relating to sales taxes.
Jobs, Economic Development. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1042.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1042, an act relating to duties prescribed to the Coordinating Board for Higher Education.
Education, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1319, 1045, and 1369.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1319, 1045, and 1369, an act relating to weapons.
Judiciary, House Bill 1466.
House Bill 1466, an act relating to mathematics and science tutoring centers.
Education, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1449.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1449, an act relating to economic incentives.
Jobs and Economic Development, House Bill 1326.
House Bill 1326, an act relating to business premises safety.
Judiciary, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1324.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1324, an act relating to the right to raise domesticated animals.
Agriculture, House Bill 1191.
House Bill 1191, an act relating to state parks.
Commerce, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1300.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1300, an act relating to motor vehicle valuations.
Transportation, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1400.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1400, an act relating to financial transactions.
Financial and governmental organizations, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1644.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1644, an act relating to the licensing period for certain licenses issued by the Missouri Gaming Commission.
Ways and Means, House Bill 1051.
House Bill 1051, an act relating to a one-time audit and analysis of fiscal practices and cost savings in state agencies.
Financial and governmental organizations.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. The chair would like to announce that on Monday at noon will be the Ride with the Legislators Day at the Katy Trail, and all senators and staff members are welcome to bring their bicycles, spandex, and be ready to ride the Katy Trail Monday at noon. I hope to see you there. Monday at noon, bring a bicycle. Further announcements? Further announcements? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April 2nd, 2012.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. Have a safe trip home.